TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Hey guys, I love you.
Sink my nuts.
No, don't make it gay, Andy. Just we can be guys loving each other without being sexually attracted to each other. It's okay, Andy.
It's guy love between two guys.
But why bother? You could be sexually attracted.
I know.
Why miss out on the goodies?
It seems like you should be able to, you know, go out and have a fun bros night out, drinking beers, looking at chicks, and then go home and blow each other. Just me? Just me.
All right, here we go.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh and record it so maybe you make a few of you laugh as well. This week I took my four-year-old to his first movie in the theater, Zootopia. We also talk about a lot of television and movies, and Noah goes indoor skydiving. And when you hear this sound,
juice,
that means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Off to a rip-roaring, wonderful, amazing start.
Sometimes we limp over the finish line. This line, we're barely dragging ourselves across the starting line.
Yep. This marathon's gonna kill us, gents.
Well, welcome to TanCast. I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, the A in TanCast.
I'm Noah, the N in TanCast. I started the call this week, so yeah, it's gonna be crazy.
It is. Black is white, up is down.
Trump is qualified.
Mexican is Asian.
Is this girl dropping like it's hot?
Oh, I don't know. Is she outside Noah's window?
Get your camera out.
I mean, I guess you could drop like it's hot when it's raining. That doesn't seem like the most optimal time to drop it like it's hot.
Well, I mean,
there are literally drops.
Yeah.
So you're halfway there.
It's not quite hot.
And if it's hot,
what if you wear a lot of layers?
Yeah, the rain's there to cool you. Maybe she's dropping it like it's too hot.
It's just this guy with this video at the Carly Rae Jepsen show, and they are just fucking dancing like...
like nobody's watching?
Like it's the end of the world.
Oh.
Juice.
There was a slight delay on my end. So, guy at this Carly Rae Jepsen show, and they are just fucking dancing it's the end of the world.
I paused. I was just like, how do I even describe this? Welcome, everybody. I got not one, but two kicking my feet stories. Not even about, I mean, I don't have a kid, so.
So naturally, they wouldn't be about your kid.
No, but they are pretty adorable stories. So we could tell Tan Last, I don't know. What do you guys want to do, baby?
We can do Tan Last.
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial Tan Laugh segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
We like to tell jokes to you every week in the segment that we call the Tan Laughs. Tim is a comedian, and he could write the jokes, but he's a big, fat, lazy ass. So we have to turn to you, send them in, or we'll be screwed, to your mom at TanCast.com. Now it's time to hear the jokes that we got from all you folks. Yes, bitch, it's Tan Laugh time.
What a country.
We got a ton of them sent in from Mr. Jonathan.
Yes, we did.
All of them are horrible, except for the last one.
Well, that's about the right speed for Tan Laughs, so good on you, Jonathan.
He only skipped Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday.
Oh, what happened Thursday, man?
He was like, fuck these guys, they don't get my Thursday. Thursday's for Jonathan.
Thursday, Jonathan time.
You watch your lip, TanCast.
He even sent it to us on Super Tuesday.
Why do you say it like that?
Because it's super!
Andy, what are you doing?
Tuesday!
You need to get out more, buddy.
I do. I got out to vote on Super Tuesday!
No. Let go.
Okay, alright. Should I drop it?
Like it's hot.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to let you guys fight over the awful ones, and I'll say the one that's not very awful.
Alright, I'll do Monday, because I haven't looked at any of these. I just saw that they were in.
Well, Monday's nice and awful.
Excellent.
I'm doing Friday.
Holy shit, that's awful.
I'm doing Friday because I love Rebecca Black.
Excellent.
It's Friday. I'll do March 4th, whatever that was. That was yesterday.
That was yesterday.
So, you're doing
that's Friday.
I just said that, man.
Yeah.
March 4th is Grammar Day.
All right, I'm doing March 2nd.
Okay, excellent. Then.
I think.
So we're all doing it's an all Jonathan Tan laughs.
Yeah.
All Jonathan all the time.
Yeah.
A mother is in the kitchen, as she should be,
no,
making dinner
no,
for her family.
No, no,
what?
No.
What?
No.
Mm-mm. What?
Mother can be wherever she wants.
As long as it's in the kitchen.
No, no.
Yes. No. She could be outside manning the barbecue.
Yeah. Or
no. Men cook with fire.
Or
women
building
cook
something.
With kitchen.
Or at work owning the bed.
She better be building a way to make me dinner.
I was going to say she could be wherever she wants to, as long as that place allows her to put together food.
No.
She could be at the park as long as she brought fixings for sandwiches.
It's actually 2016.
Yeah. 2016.
And so we've reverted back to sexism. So that's how that's going now.
Yes. For the 100th anniversary of women getting the right to vote, we're going to take it away
again.
We tried
being modern. It's not panning out.
And
so.
You two are the ones with wives.
Yes.
They can't hear us right now.
Because they're in the kitchen.
You know what? That's literally true.
Not here.
She's not cooking anything, but she's playing with the kids in the kitchen at the moment.
Ah.
See, is she barefoot? Teaching low.
Is she pregnant?
Possibly. Wait. The first thing, barefoot, possibly. The second thing, not at all, possibly.
Okay.
All right. So up to speed on that?
Yep. Now that we have our position on women all clear, Noah, too bad, you're overruled.
So, anyway, back to this mother in the kitchen.
Yes.
She's making dinner for her family when her daughter walks in. Mother, where do babies come from? The mother thinks for a few seconds and says, well, dear, mommy and daddy fall in love and get married. One night, they go into the bedroom. They kiss and hug and have sex. Oh, not even euphemizing it. Sure. The daughter looks puzzled, and so the mother continues. That means the daddy... Well, all right then. That means the daddy puts his penis in mommy's vagina. That's how you get a baby, honey. The child seems to comprehend. Oh, I see, but the other night when I came into your room, you had daddy's penis in your mouth. No, you had daddy's penis in your mouth. What do you get when you do that? Jewelry, my dear. Jewelry.
Terrible.
So there's nothing progressive about that joke. Not my added little thing of where she should be or the ending.
Nope.
So, yeah, there you go.
Excellent. He knows us well. Speaking of knowing us well, here comes an awful joke. What do you call a homosexual in a wheelchair?
Rollades.
Did you just think I was never going to get there?
No.
Oh, you've heard it before?
Yes.
Okay.
You call him whatever he prefers to be called?
Whatever
identity he chooses for himself or herself?
I was going to say, these are the 90s, Tim. Girls can be homosexual, too.
These are the 90s?
Are they not?
No, they're not.
Oh.
They're not even the knots.
Oh. I guess they're going to call these the whats.
What?
All right, Noah. Pick your poison.
Homosexuals, it's just first anyone. Okay, yeah, okay.
Just
yeah.
Anyone.
Yeah.
I'm straight, two kids, never even looked at another man, but I'm still homosexual. Because Noah said it applies to everyone.
Everyone.
Yep.
A mother is in the kitchen making dinner for her family, not where she chooses to be there. That's great.
Wait.
Oh, he said the same one twice.
Noah,
abort.
Yep.
So that only leaves...
Wow, what's the difference between Paul Walker and a computer?
I don't
reboot
know.
A computer.
I give a fuck when my computer crashes.
That's so much worse. I was going to say, when a computer crashes, you can reboot it.
Poor Paul Walker.
Oh, Paul Walker.
He's not walking anymore.
Nope.
Oh.
Too soon?
Just soon enough.
I think that's just soon enough. May not be soon enough. I think that might be too stale. Too late. All right, let's hear these kicking feet stories.
I kick my feet back and forth. 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 I kick my feet back and forth.
Do it.
Oh, so I was at my buddy Max's place. They have a kid named Owen who is born either a month or after James. I can't recall. I think a month before. So Max likes to rub his hands together. You know, you rub your hands together, it gets them nice and warm. You can hear it right now. And he puts them on Owen's cheeks. And then I did it. And I just held up my hands. And he just walked up to me and placed his little face on my hands. It was adorable.
Noah?
I didn't say it was a good kicking feet. Like, that is the point of a kicking feet story.
Noah?
Sweet, sassy shitballs.
Welcome, brother. Welcome.
Apparently, you don't have to be a parent to tell a boring kid story.
No, it was adorable. And I kept doing it. He would put his little face on my hands.
Yeah.
No, you know, all the times you're like.
Yeah, now you know how it is, you guys.
Yeah.
I don't do this for this exact reason.
You're talking about you don't know why people would do it? This is why. It's because they do little things like that, and you're like, that is adorable. I have melted.
I'm not saying I don't totally understand why, but to me, it's not worth all the other stuff for that little moment.
I mean, you probably get more than one of those a day. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah. Oh, man, that more than one. Then sign me up.
You make it sound like that's it. That's it for the day. You get that one, and then back to work.
That's it. That's the highlight of the day.
Back to work, fucko.
Yep.
And then today we went to, which is another thing I did. I did the little iFly thing where you like skydive indoors. Not really skydive, but you're just kind of like floating in the air.
Oh, that sounds fun.
It was pretty cool. A little expensive, not something I would like make a habit of, but it was definitely enjoyable. At one point, he is a very, I don't know what the term is, but he's very attached to his parents. And he'll interact with other people, but he doesn't really like to be picked up by other people. And then at one point, he reached towards me, and I held him, and we watched the people doing the little free-falling thing. It was cool. I was like, oh, look. And like Kathy said, like, he never reaches out for anyone else. And then he did it later in the day, and then I would reach towards him and be like, he'd cringe away, like, what is wrong with you? I'm like, I see how quickly you've changed, you little bastard.
He's like, I give you one taste for free, and then you gotta pay. It's okay for the toddler to touch you, but you can't touch the toddler.
So those are my kicking feet stories. Yeah, he's an adorable child. But either laughing or serious. Oh, and another kicking his feet story is he would... I was holding up this little magnet, and he would stand there and just slap it on my hand and go, ah! And I would do it over and over again. He'd just keep slapping the magnet out of my hand. He'd be like, ah! There we go. That's all I got.
We went to get donuts this morning, and my wife said, well, they went before me. Why did they go without? Oh, I was still taking a nap. So they walked from, they went to get the car oil changed, and then they walked over to a donut shop that's right near there. And apparently, James just walked straight up to some black kid and was like right in his face, like, hi. And Danelle's like, I'm pretty sure it's because he was black. And he's like, what's this?
I've never seen one of these Negroes before. Was he saying hi, or was it just like his...
No,
like,
he doesn't say hi. He can say about five things, and hi is not yellow.
Oh, and it was adorable when he signed to me, thank you, and said the word thank you when we hung out.
Oh. Aw.
Yeah.
I was like, he's talking. He's a little person.
Not quite. He's still a little piece of shit.
But he's a cute piece of shit.
Loves throwing things on the floor, like food. Yeah. All the food.
Yes.
I'm like, do you want ants? Because that's how we get ants. And we've got ants.
I love... Does he look at you like all indignantly when he does it?
No. Sometimes he looks at me like, ha, 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 I'm dropping it.
I think like it's hilarious that they know, like, I'm doing something I'm supposed to do, and I like seeing the reaction from you.
Yep. Whew, they were having a ball outside that door.
So, yeah, kids are adorable.
Took my oldest to his first movie in the movie theater today.
Yes. What did you see?
Zootopia.
I heard it was really good.
How was it?
I mean, we can just do this now. And now, here's our media moment thing.
Media, oh, we review media. It's media on Tancast, baby.
It was good. It was very... I mean, it was just enjoyable on a, you know, like, hey, I'm going to take my family to the movies, you know, to watch something, and, oh, it's good, and there's animals and exciting adventure and whatnot. But also on another level, it's about, like, prejudice and judging people and... But, like, it's not like a, let's grab this mallet and club you over the head with this message. In fact, I bet if you asked my son, he has no idea that that was the message of the movie. And I also like that the police officer was the hero of the movie about not judging people.
Like, here, cops, we're going to throw you a bone here. Don't fuck it up.
I mean, there is clearly like, hey, look, people judge black people by this. I mean, maybe it's not that clear, or maybe it's just what I'm bringing into it, but it's like... people judge black people this way, but they shouldn't, and it's people who judge them that makes it worse than it is, kind of thing. And, like, it starts off like you think that it's the main character being judged because of who she is, and then you realize she is just as bad judging other people for who they are. So you think it's just going to be the typical, like, look, everybody judged her, but then she proved him wrong. And then, like, nope, that's not quite the end of this story.
Would you recommend
it? So I guess what
you're
saying is the moral is everyone's a little bit racist sometimes. Am I the only one who's seen Avenue Q?
No, no, I've seen it.
Oh,
I'm actually thinking, I'm like, I wonder if everyone is a little bit racist sometimes.
Yeah, every time I start to feel a little racist, I sing that song to myself, and I feel forgiven.
I mean, I don't know if everybody's racist, but I know the Spicks are. They are racist.
Oh, my God, and the Dutch, those fucking clog stompers. They
are
so racist.
Yeah, I was
going
to go that way, too. I was like, I was going to pick on a random ethnicity that you don't really hear about, but I was like, it's better just throw in a random racial slur. But I'm like, well, who can I go down the list of? I'm not, nope, nope, nope.
I am part Italian. Spicks it is. Yeah. And the Polacks.
They are dumb.
Yep.
Or so I hear.
And the Krauts. Holy shit.
Are Krauts Germans? German?
Yes. Or I should have said, jawohl.
Wait, is that yes?
Yes.
Jawohl?
Jawohl. Ja is yes.
I thought there was a V in there.
Well, it's a... Yeah, sorry, I always screw up my W pronunciations. It is more of a V sound. Jawohl.
You're fired, Andy.
I can read German. I'm not good at speaking it.
Well, when you start to speak it, just remember 9.
Okay.
That means no.
That means no in German.
Or 1 less than 10 in English.
Or how most ladies rate me. Yeah.
Yeah.
You mean they say no in German?
By the way, I was listening to last week's episode, and when Noah laughs at Utini, it is the best. Like, that is such a good, just genuine belly laugh. I listened to it like 5 times. And I really did isolate, fuck you, Tim, so we can use it whenever we need to.
Excellent. Fuck you, Tim.
Good to know. Good to know.
Do you want to talk about more media now, or anybody have anything that they saw?
I've been catching up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which is to say I'm still like 2.5 seasons back.
I'm like, you said you'd passed the part where Winter Soldier came out. I'm like, criminy.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so I'm now I'm in the second season, about halfway to the winter break. So like I'm really close to being able to watch my first Agent Carter.
Well, I don't think you need to watch all of Agent S.H.I.E.L.D. to watch Agent Carter.
I wasn't sure, so yeah, I just figured I'd...
I wish they dovetailed into each other a little more. I think that would be cool, but that you could watch one without respect to the other.
Oh, okay.
Although, we are almost done with the current season of Agent Carter, and this is not a spoiler per se, but there is a dream... She has a dream sequence at one point, and she's dreaming of different people in her life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, the only reason Captain America is not in this dream sequence is because they couldn't afford just Chris Evans. There's no reason why she wouldn't be dreaming about him right now.
My dreams are cheap.
Well, I mean, couldn't they have just gotten a guy in a costume to be standing in the background in the shade or something?
Nope. In the shade? They don't want to get too hot.
Well, I just meant like, you know, so you couldn't see his face. Like, oh, that could be... Captain America.
Because then you get yourself into the Crispin Glover situation where you're getting sued for the likeness rights.
But you can't see his face. What does it matter?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I guess another character
and, you know, like,
is allowed
you
to play
write off his dream logic where like things are just weird and.
Ooh, dee dee.
And let me tell you, that dream was weird.
They totally could have had Louis Anderson playing Captain America in the dream sequence.
Why Louis Anderson?
Because he's huge.
Andy.
What?
You need to stop.
Oh,
I finished season 2 of Young Justice. That show is good.
Good
show.
Oh, yes, I love that show. I was sad that it ended.
Well, yeah, apparently Netflix.
Did you hear why it ended?
Sorry, go ahead. You guys go.
I might have at one time, but I don't remember what it was.
The executives were mad that too many girls were watching.
Wait, no.
Yep, that's what they're like. We don't want girls. We want more boys. So we're killing this, and we're starting this new show. I think it's called Teen Titans with this like zany sophomoric humor.
What the fuck is wrong with people?
offhand, I'd say a lot.
Like, what does it matter who's watching your show?
Because they want to sell X, Y, or Z.
But why wouldn't girls buy... Oh, people are fucking backwards thinking. Like, why wouldn't girls buy that shit? Like,
I don't know.
I guess they want to run, like, boy-heavy cartoons.
And then, okay, well, one-year-old is screaming. That's always fun.
Yay!
I'm sure you've been able to... I'm sure even not you, then the home audience has been able to hear them carrying on every time
I hear
them.
Yeah, I can
hear. Okay. This is why we don't usually... record in the afternoon, because then the one-year-old is up and he needs to make himself known.
Yes.
Y'all motherfuckers didn't know I was awake, did you?
Wait, so that happened and like no one was like, what the fuck is wrong with you guys?
Pretty much. Well, I think the writers were upset, but what are you gonna do? They're not the people who make the money.
Wow. Yeah, that was...
I saw something about they were trying to get a season 3 off the ground, either with Netflix or something like that, but I
yes.
don't know what has become
That's
of it.
That's the rumor, is that that Netflix is watching how viewing, like, how it goes, and then seeing if they're going to fund a third.
I would watch it. I mean, I just binge-watched the whole second season in a couple days.
Good. Well, I tried watching the Guardians of the Galaxy cartoon show with Drew, and yeah. You know how there's a lot of times where it's like, man, you know, this is a kid's show, but they leave a lot of stuff in there for the adults. Nope.
Nothing's there for the adults.
Nope.
Yeah, the trailer for me didn't... yeah, it looked like it definitely lost something.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just don't really like the animation style. I don't know why.
Yeah, the animation style seemed like kind of mid-90s to me. Like, shit's gone better, or at least like there's been... a trend to, well, I mean, especially like since Batman and then the Superman Justice League one,
mm-hmm.
Where like, you know, it's okay to do, you know, kind of a stylistic whatever. This one's more like just sort of, you know, generic G.I. Joe looking kind of characters, except, you know, some of them are aliens, but like not terribly interesting.
Burn.
But yeah, like all the characters are like kind of slightly wrong. It's like Rocket's not like, oh my god, that little thing is going to blow everything up because he's insane. He was just sort of like a tool. Like, he was just a dick and grumpy. Like, Rocket was just quumpy the whole time. And Quill was like, he was like an idiot with all the answers. I don't know if that makes sense, but yeah.
Who is this?
Peter Quill.
Oh, okay.
Star-Lord, man. Oh, and they had to recycle that fucking joke of he's going to introduce himself to Star-Lord and nobody gets it, and he's going to hang a lampshade on it every time. Yes, yes, we all saw the movie. Actually, 2/3 of the people watching this show, since it's TVY, should not have seen the movie.
That movie introduced the world to the phrase turd blossom.
turd blossom.
I'd say
blossom.
George Bush
Revolution.
Introduced the world to the phrase turd blossom.
Yeah, stirring. Sorry, don't mind me. Talking to myself.
Dance off, man. Dance off. You and me, bro.
So you say you're all caught with Young Justice?
Yes.
That was one of my favorite animated superhero shows.
I mean, it's not quite as good as Justice League Unlimited or Justice League, but it's good.
You know what I liked about it most?
No.
Is that they, and Justice League Unlimited started to do it towards the end, I feel like, but they had ongoing storylines. Like, I love it when... Well, any show, but especially animated shows, because animated shows don't normally do it, when they have these kind of ongoing threads that are throughout the show. It's not like we had an episode and we wrapped up everything. It's like there's an ongoing plot that we're progressing. And that's what I liked about Young Justice.
Oh. Yeah,
I like that.
Hey, guys, I just looked up.
Marvel's... Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, I just looked up Young Justice on Wikipedia, and they've got what they say. So the thing about the not liking that girls were watching the show apparently was Paul Dini was talking to Kevin Smith on Fat Man on Batman.
Yes.
And he'd mentioned that they didn't want girls watching the show because they wanted to sell toys to boys.
Mm-hmm.
But that wasn't actually why it was canceled. Apparently one of the creators, Weissman, went on the Hip Hop Nerd in January of this year. And said that the funding for the show was based on a toy deal with Mattel, and the toys weren't selling enough, which Mattel may have, like, that may have been the mention of, you know, too many girls were watching the show. But the toys not selling enough caused Mattel to cancel the toy line, which pulled the funding for the show. because with no toy deal, no show.
I mean, in fairness, I never see Christ, kid.
It's like you have a parrot. you got a parrot monkey in the other room, and he wants a cracker. He wants a banana cracker.
That's so cute. That's how I compare it.
It's like Skyping with my mother in her fucking menagerie.
Oh, I thought your mother had a baby in the house. I was like, what?
No. No. Well, I mean, somebody else could have had the baby, but yeah. Not possible for my mom.
Her junk is dried up.
What was I just saying? I never see...
Toys. Yes.
I never see DC toys in general, except for Batman, in, like, toy stores. Like Target or Toys R Us or whatever. That's usually where I go to shop for when, you know, when one of Michael's friends has a birthday party. I see Marvel up the wazoo. Star Wars, sure. DC, here's some Batman. And occasionally we'll throw in, like, you know, one other hero on the shelf. So, I mean, they're not selling because they're not available.
Maybe they're sold out.
Yeah.
Probably not.
You know who sold out? Warner Brothers.
Boom! You want aloes for that burn, Warner Brothers?
You need some aloe?
For that burn?
Psst, stupid son of bitches. The quumps. Oh, speaking of quumph, Jeff pointed out that, I don't know if you guys saw that John Oliver thing on Trump.
Juice. You mean Drumpf?
Yes, and he said make Donald Drumpf again. And
yes.
Then Jeff goes, do you know this Drumpf rhymes with quumph? I was like, oh!
Drumpf is a quumph. I did watch that, which I don't know if it counts as cheating, my no-watching TV thing, but I was like, I'm curious what John Oliver has to say about Trump.
I mean, just idly watching TV is different than, like, hey, everybody's talking about this, I'm going to watch it, I would say.
Yes.
I mean, I'm not that worried about it, because I'm kind of like, I'm like, you know what, I make up my own fucking rules about it.
That's right. It's your thing. You do what you want. Anyway, and that was good. And also, have you, obviously not Noah, have you been watching Samantha Bee's new show?
Watched the first one, haven't watched the second one yet.
There's been three.
Oh, then four, I haven't watched actually, the second, or one. Third, or fourth.
Everyone I've seen has been awesome.
Excellent. Yeah, the first one was pretty awesome. I was like, there is that sort of, like, almost farcical satire of politics that, like, The Daily Show seems to have taken its foot off the gas a little bit.
That someone in Salon wrote a big article about this. You see, we should have given The Daily Show to Samantha Bee because Trevor Noah does not seem to be doing the same thing.
Juice.
Which some would argue is probably the point, like...
I mean, because Jon Stewart wasn't doing the same thing, right? Like, and it worked out pretty well, right?
Well, he wasn't doing the same thing as Craig Kilborn was, no.
Right.
So, yeah, like, Trevor Noah is slowly steering the show a new direction. But I was saying that, like, more so than The Daily Show, and even more so than Colbert's new show, Samantha Bee really scratches that itch of what I was looking for in entertainment when both of them left the show, their respective shows.
Yeah.
I was like, between John Oliver and Samantha Bee, can we just start an ex-Daily Show correspondent channel and I'll just watch that all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah!
I mean, they're both kind of... Well, John Oliver's is very clearly set up to ape that sort of, like, weekly news magazine, like, 60 Minutes thing. You know, could they just, like, weld them together and make one that's, like, 59 minutes or something like that?
Well, and, like, she did this when Scalia died... Well, she did a whole thing when Scalia died, and then she also did something on the debate with when Trump and Bush were going at it, and she was like, I agree with Donald Trump. They're going to take my show away. And then just this last week, she did this big, long thing about, like, people are complaining, you know, like, why is Donald Trump doing so well? And it's like, well, it's because her just the general, like, why are the Republicans doing so well? It's because you fucks don't get out and vote in the midterms.
Yep.
And it was obviously she said it longer and way better than that, but man, it was good. And then she had one of her staffers on about Black History Month because it was the 29th. It was the last day of Black History Month. She's like, I'm done with Black History Month because people just want to tell me how Martin Luther King's dream. Or how Martin Luther King would have supported what they were talking about today. Because it's easy to talk about somebody who's long dead and lionize. I want Black Now Month. Like, I don't want to hear about your interpretation of what somebody who is dead would have said. I want to right now we have problems, right now. It was good. And all in all, I'm pro Samantha Bee.
Excellent.
And then I watched the Muppets finale. Disappointing. Disappointing!
Oh. Season or series?
Could be both.
Okay.
They have not said whether or not they're going to renew it yet. It is not looking good. The ratings... The ratings were down before their mid-season hiatus and revamping, and they went lower, never higher, once they came back.
Mm.
So I can't imagine they're like, did it, nailed it, signed it up.
It's because I didn't watch it.
Probably, you asshole.
Yeah.
That was on purpose. I wanted to fail.
I hate you.
I know.
Agent Carter also got pretty bad ratings this time around.
I heard
the second season wasn't as good.
Actually, it was pretty good. I mean, unless the ending is horrible, it's the only one. I haven't watched the season finale yet.
Okay.
Unless the ending is just horrible, it was a pretty good season. I enjoyed it quite a bit. The only thing is there's this, like, oh, who is Agent Carter going to end up with romantically? I'm like, that is the least interesting thing going on right now. There's two fucks. I'm keeping them. I'm not giving them away. Did you see that? I'm not going to be able to give two fucks about that.
Well, I mean, that sounds like... I mean, I haven't watched the show, but it sounds like she was, like, you know, a feminist, independent woman, and it sounds like that would be more along, like, other shows where it's like, well, who cares who she ends up with? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it really went against the feminist message or anything. It was just like, there is more important things going on right now.
Okay.
Ain't got time to fuck.
Nobody got time for that.
Yeah. It'd be like, it's like it just breaks out into an Archie comic in the middle of, like, you know, an apocalypse storyline.
Oh.
Like, do I want Betty or Betty's interested in me and Veronica's interested in me. What do I do about that? Who gives 1/10 of one rat's ass? Pick up your gun and go.
So it's like one of those things where it's like, you know, 24, where they're always bickering and the world is at stake. It's like, why the fuck are you arguing about this lame ass shit? Like, save
the
fucking
world. Unfortunately, it's not like a major like thread all the way through it, but it just happens. There was one particular scene. I was like, who cares? And the dream sequence also involved that, but it was just it's just a random wacky dream sequence. I didn't particularly care. I was like, this is a lot of wackiness and no Steve Rogers. I think that's all the media we needed to cover.
Yeah, I had thought. I went back and listened. Tim, you're right, but I had thought that there was a line in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. that was also a line on the other end of a phone conversation in Winter Soldier. I was like, that is clever. And then went back
That would have been clever.
It was not the case?
No, it wasn't quite the same. Like, honestly, it could have been. Like, if they had changed it slightly, it could have been a cameo, and it could have been opposite sides of the same call. Like, it would have fit perfectly in both. Missed opportunities.
They should have you write Andy.
Yes. But then they'd have to afford Chris Evans, because I'd be like, no, this is retarded.
Just put me in the costume. No one will be able
guys,
to tell.
Captain America likes donuts in the off season.
Oh, don't worry, I'll get in shape for the next movie.
On your left, at Craft Services.
That's hilarious to me that, like, in the off season, like, Captain America just lets himself go.
It's my cheat week.
It's turned into a cheat 6 months, but that's all right, guys.
I have a cheat week now every month, and it's wonderful.
Super Soldier Serum makes you hungry.
But it also increases your metabolism. I need to get me some of that.
Yeah.
But then you gotta go save the world, Tim.
I miss metabolism.
I ain't got no shit. Captain America is driven forward by his own personal moral code and whatnot. I ain't got all that.
Yeah.
I'm like, sometimes Nazi's gonna take over. What are you gonna do? Could you pass the Krispy Kremes?
Tim, you are a superhero. Can you help us, please?
Can you see the sign? I am on a break.
But Tim, he's killing millions of people.
On a break.
Okay, Ross. It's still the 90s, right, guys? Please.
Why do you want to go back to the 90s?
Well, David Schwimmer definitely does.
Internet sucked back then.
Well, because the fact that he's in The People vs. O.J. Simpson?
Yes, just saying juice over and over again, apparently. Oh, have you seen that video? Somebody just trimmed out all of the times that David Schwimmer calls him Juice.
Juice, 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 juice!
I have not seen that.
it's one of those things where it's like the repetition, you start to get that mimetic fatigue or whatever they call it, where like the word loses all meaning.
Juice. Juice. Have either of you watched it?
No. Andy is not going to answer in case the government is listening.
Yes, no, I'm not going to say. No, I have not watched it. I think my wife has been watching it.
My wife!
His wife!
My wife!
The wife! She's beautiful.
Have you seen the previews for that new Sacha Baron Cohen movie?
Oh, yes.
And the Oscars. Did anybody watch the Oscars?
Wait, first question. I watched two trailers, and one of them made it seem like a totally different movie. Like, one of them made it seem like a bumbling, like, idiot movie, and one was like kind of bubbling in it, but more funny and kind of family oriented.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, good. We got the juice super cut.
Yes.
I'm glad we got that settled.
My wife and I, when we went to see Deadpool, actually saw a poster for it, and I started laughing. And then we saw the trailer for it when we actually got to go see Deadpool. I was like, it's hilarious because it's fucking Borat. It's Sacha Baron Cohen. And then it's whatever the hell that other dude's name is.
Skip. Skip Newsworthy.
Yes.
Skip to my Lou.
Yes. Mark Strong. Job. That's his name.
Of course it is.
Yes, Mark Strong. She's like, Mark who? I'm like, what, did you see this? No. Did you see that? No. You see Rock and Rolla? No. Do you remember the first Sherlock Holmes movie with Robert Downey Jr.? Yes. Do you remember the bad guy? No.
This is not going well.
Yeah. Well, Mark Strong is a guy, and he has been in all these things you haven't seen and or don't remember.
And he was in Kingsman.
Yes. Oh, yeah, I said Kingsman. She's like, haven't seen that.
Sweet Moses, child.
He's like, I'm a streak of the dock my lungs. It sounds wonderful. I love the sound of my own voice, much like my papa.
What was your favorite episode of Tancast this year? Oh, the one with the banshee baby in the background?
He's just a happy child.
That reminds me of when Drew was really little and he'd be sitting in his little rocking thing that went, his little swing went sideways instead of forward and back. And he'd just sit there going side to side, and da, 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 da. But I can't do it because I'm going to wake up like the dead if I do it. But it was like a bat cry. Like he was doing echolocation. So he'd be like, da, 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 squeak, squeak, squeak.
It's not that late over there, is it? You can wake up the dead. The dead's probably not even sleeping.
Yeah, Andy, wake up the dead.
No.
Andy, wake up the dead.
No.
Wake him up.
Andy, wake up the dead.
I live in Atlanta. This is where the zombie apocalypse apparently starts. Per Walking Dead. Yes, CDC.
Which Tim doesn't watch.
Yeah, you know me.
Nope. And that show's doing fine. I think, you know what, Tim? I think it's you that fucks up the shows.
So if I watch them, they go downhill? Yeah.
Yes, Tim, you care too much.
In that case, I am going to binge watch the Kardashians.
All right. Finally, doing some good in this world, Tim.
Well, it had to happen sometime.
I didn't talk about my doing the thing.
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
The whatever is it, skydiving in inside?
Oh, yes.
You okay, Tim?
Yeah, I was like, man, that's too many specifics for me. The thing about the thing I did, I didn't talk about the thing.
Yeah, I got to talk about the thing that I did that time when there was the place.
And there was things and they were done?
Yeah. Oh, and people. There may have been people.
There may have been other people there. First of all, I was a little nervous. So you're in this tube, right, and there's this kind of metal netting. And small enough holes that you're not going to fall through. And the fan's not right there, but it's just a weird thing. And then so you just like, you go in and you just kind of lean forward and there's a guy in there with you. And then you're just kind of floating with like air that's going 100 and something miles per hour hitting your body. And
you know, Thursday.
And then once I got in there, I was like, this is weird. Kind of cool, but weird. And then you can pay an extra $10 and do this thing where they call you a high flyer or high up or something where they turn the fan up really high. So basically, it's a pretty high tube, at least like 30, 40, 50 feet tall. Mm-hmm. And so you're usually only in this one little bottom area, but they can turn up really high and have you go higher up and with the guide. So a guy will grab onto you and kind of hold you in place, and like you go flying up and you come back down. You go flying up, you go come back down. And you do like three times while you're kind of spinning around. And that was pretty exciting. Not something I would do like oh, Saturday, I think I should go pay $50 to float for a minute.
Oh, hell no. A minute?
A minute. Well, so you get two rides. So
just like your mother.
And they're a minute each.
I love how you took the gas off for mother there. Just like your mother.
You know, try to switch it up.
Well then.
2 1-minute rides for $50?
Yes.
That's like Elliot Spitzer level.
Holy shit.
Like I said, it was definitely worth doing once. Now I think I will try the real thing. And I was so impressed that you went and did skydiving, Tim.
Oh, yeah. Oh, like I probably wouldn't do that now, is what you're saying?
No, I just was able, you know, like I've known you for a while. It was not something I know you would think you would do. Like if someone's like, hey, you think people go skydiving? I'm like, I don't think so.
Well, let's see. Let's play that scenario out. Hey, Tim, we're going to go skydiving. Sweet. It's $50. Bye-bye. And then how it happened. Hey, Tim, you want to do skydiving? It's free. Yes.
You just do not seem like the, like, adventure-seeking type. That's all.
I'm a thrill-seeker. Noah, don't you know that about me? I'm always out there on the edge.
Tim is the thrifty thrill-seeker.
Hey, we're gonna explore this cave that no one's ever been in before. We could find treasures and whatnot. How much is it? $50? No, fuck you.
Oh well, we have to cross a toll bridge. Goodbye.
Thrifty thrill seeker.
The adventures of the thrifty thrill seeker. Bum ba dum ba, bum ba da. Yes, you have to pay to get your passport. Bye-bye.
Hey, Tim, put on this child's bicycle helmet and hop into this grocery cart, and I'm going to push you in my shitty car.
Done.
I'm there.
How much does it cost? Nothing.
Do I have to pay for the helmet, or is it somebody else's?
No, it's free.
Oh,
she outgrew it.
Now
it's all yours.
Speaking the language of adventure.
Thrifty adventure.
Oh man! Do you remember pushing carts around the Super Kmart parking lot at 4 a.m. or 3 a.m.
Oh, totes! Do you remember when I interrupted a blowjob retrieving one?
Yes.
So, for what? And we don't necessarily recommend doing this, but there was this big empty parking lot at the Super K?
Yeah, Super Kmart.
Yeah.
It's like a Walmart.
And so we'd go there in the middle of the night because we were bored, and we'd pull up to a shopping cart.
We weren't cool. Like, there was like, hey, who wants to go to the party on Friday night? No, we're going to Super K. We're good. We're good.
Well, it would be like, you know,
no,
Tim worked late at the movie
theater. It's like, hey, there's a party going on Friday. Are we going to invite Tim and Andy? Nope. All right. They got to find something else to do.
We're going
to
do some shopping.
Anyway, so you drive the car up to the shopping cart, or you put the shopping cart on the car, and then you start driving, and then you stop and let the shopping cart just go. And then it was heading towards cars, so then you have to hop out of the car and go grab it before it smashes into something, and then you get, you know, costly litigation.
Yeah.
And I went and grabbed it, and as I swung around, I saw there was a guy sitting in the car, and he looked at me all shocked, and then all of a sudden, a head came out from the lap, and she literally wiped her chin like it was a movie. I was like, oh, well, this Super K was a little more super for you tonight, wasn't it?
K is for cum shot tonight.
That's not how you spell it.
Oh. Okay, so I don't know that I've ever told this story on Tancast, but it's going to start dark and end a little funny. When my grandfather died, when we were living in San Jose.
That's the funny part?
Yeah. I laughed too early, didn't I?
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's too early. Grandfather died. My brother came in and got me. It was late at night. We drove back over the Altamont back to where my parents lived in the Central Valley. And like there weren't any flights out because it was already too late, so we were going to have to wait until the next morning if we were going to fly down to San Diego. We were talking about like just driving there. My dad's like, you know, we could like go try to get 3 or 4 hours of sleep and then fly and actually get there sooner. So we got tickets first thing in the morning. Nobody really slept well, so we've all been up basically all night, and then we were out of the house super early for this flight, and nobody slept on the flight, and we were all just super sad because it was sudden. Like, he'd been sick, and then he'd had bypass surgery, and then he'd kind of been like sicker and better and sicker and better after that. He'd had a bunch of complications, and then like it was one of those like he's getting better, he's getting better, he's getting better, and he's gone kind of situations where it's like we thought we'd rounded the corner, and then it was just like poof, suddenly some random Thursday or whatever the fuck it was. So we're just exhausted emotionally in all other ways. My uncle comes and grabs us in my grandparents' minivan. I'm in the passenger seat because I was the tallest family member, so everyone else is like squished in the back along with the luggage and whatever. My parents and my brother are like kind of nodding off in the back. We finally get off the freeway. We're getting close to the house. I'm just sitting there, just kind of alone in my own thoughts. And I see the car ahead of us, this woman's head, come up out of the dude's lap. Dude had been getting roadhead the entire time he was in front of us on the freeway. And he finished just as we got off the freeway. I was like, perfect.
That's what life's
like
about.
For the insanity of the preceding night and how I feel at everything, realizing I just watched the end of some roadhead. Thank you, universe. That's exactly what I needed right now. And I just started laughing and laughing and laughing. And I'm in the car with my parents, so I couldn't say roadhead.
Okay.
So I just kind of had to keep... I was like, oh, it's just a little moment for me.
And them.
Well, yes, and him and her. So we shared that moment, us three.
Together.
Yes.
It's almost like you gave him head.
I got a completely different type of enjoyment out of it than he did.
I think he wins in this scenario.
Were you stroking yourself the whole time?
Yes, Noah. Sitting in my grandparents' minivan, mourning the unexpected loss of my grandfather, and next to my uncle, I was stroking it the whole time.
That's
you know
what
why,
I would
Noah?
Do.
I am a thrifty thrill seeker. Just like Tim. I learned from the best.
Thrifty thrill seeker.
The Adventures of the Thrifty Thrill Seeker.
Mm-hmm.
What will he do next?
This week, the park.
Jumping out of random trees with nary a mat laid down beforehand.
Mats cost money.
Next week on the exciting Adventures of the Thrifty Thrill Seeker. Insulting prostitutes and running away.
Adventure at no cost. Instead of at all costs?
Yes.
we should create this character.
We should. We should also wrap it up.
Yeah, probably.
Should we?
Oh, I think so.
Should
Don't you have things to do?
Should we?
Aren't you a hot hopping single guy on
Not
a Saturday
tonight.
Night?
I might,
aren't you out
I might,
there?
I might go take a nap after this.
No. Oh, girlfriend.
I took a nap. It was fucking good.
Naps are delicious.
Mm.
Yes.
I love a good nap.
Yes. I was having some back problems yesterday. I had to take a half of a muscle relaxant last night and then again this morning to get over it. So I took a glorious nap during all of the fight sequences of Avengers Age of Ultron today. Watching that with Drew this morning, it's like I kept falling asleep whenever the fight sequences would stop, and then waking up and like Drew would start talking over all of the talkie-talkie parts of the movie that were less interesting to him. I was like, stop asking questions about what these characters are doing if you're going to talk over them. And then it's like, oh, they're done talking.
I forgot to mention that I saw the Zootopia today in the D-Box seat.
And?
D-Box? Is that where they put the D-bags?
No.
Oh.
That's where it moves slightly and vibrates and stuff.
Huh.
Because I waited till fairly late to buy my tickets, and that was all that was available.
And
we ain't got that fancy seat moving technology here.
Michael was not having it. He's like, my seat keeps moving. Can we shut that shit down? I was like, yeah, here we go.
Oh, you can turn it off?
Yeah. You can. It actually has like 3 or 4 levels. Like you can have it kind of vibrate. Well, you can have it vibrate! Vibrate. Vibrate. Off.
Ah.
You left it on?
I left it on. I was like, it was an extra $6. Might as well.
You know,
wait, that wasn't very thrifty of you, Tim.
Well,
he wasn't seeking thrills.
Sometimes the thrifty thrill seeker has to take his kid places.
Yes. Because he promised familial obligations next
he's
week.
He's my nemesis. The expensive offspring.
I am going to cost you time and money that you could otherwise spend free skydiving. That's how familial obligations laughs.
I don't know if I mentioned this on the show before or even to you guys, like when I was up there skydiving or when the plane was up there and they're like, okay, at this point, like I'm attached to the guy that I'm jumping with and they're like, okay, just fling your legs over to the side here or drape your legs over the side of the opening. And then, you know, and then I'm looking down at like the world below me and I'm like, well, it's been a good run. Like,
like you thought that might have been it?
Yeah, and I was okay with it.
Really?
Yep, I don't know why. I was like, well, we all got to go sometime. I guess I got to go jumping out of this plane.
It's like the thought of like dying that way, of like slamming into the ground, didn't terrify
you?
It'll
be quick. Everything's going
to
come off.
Whatever survival instincts you're supposed to have, they were like, well, let's shut these down, everybody. Flip, 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 flip. Like whoever was in my brain, yep. Just, you know, shut all those switches down. Just like, yep, we are turning on acceptance. We're skipping the first six stages.
You know, I have a sneaking suspicion that someday Donald Trump is going to be the front runner for the Republican nomination for president. So I'm okay. I'm okay never seeing that.
Oh, yeah. If old Tim could have told young Tim that, he'd been like, who cares? Who cares about politics and crap?
Who gives a shit? Red M&M, blue M&M, who gives a shit?
All right, well, that was Tancast for this week.
Excellent.
As focused like a laser as ever.
Yes. What the fuck did we talk about?
I
was making the joke that, like, usually we get done with recording the episode, and you're about to record the intro, and you're like, what the fuck did we talk about? And no, and I'm like... we spent an hour. We should be able to account for it.
Happens so often. What did I fucking do with my life?
I took a nap. It was glorious. I took a muscle relaxant nap. It was like I was a noodle.
Like a pool noodle?
No, like pasta. Not even like al dente. Like I was overboiled like angel hair pasta. It was glorious.
Did someone slurp you up?
No.
No.
Did they slather you in sauce?
No.
Sauce.
No, souse. No souse for me.
Souse.
Well, give me a minute. I'll go make some of my own souse.
Oh, I don't want your sauce. Your sauce is no good.
How do you know? You've never sampled it. I eat a lot of pineapple, dude.
Andy and I are both defensive. How do you know? Maybe it's
I know.
I know.
Another man questioning the quality of my sauce. Did you see, Drew? I made
How
that with
you?
My sauce.
I said good day, sir.
Yeah, exactly. I've seen what you made with your sauce.
You've seen those eyes.
At one point in the movie, a character goes, good day, sir. And Michael goes, he said goodbye. He didn't say goodbye. He said good day. Like, he got it wrong. Oh, that's the other thing. Michael has the Noah quality of talking full voice during the movie.
Yeah, Drew does too.
I do that?
Yeah, less now, but yeah.
When you were younger.
Okay. I was like, where?
You're like, that reminds me of the time that people did dumb shit. I'm like, all right.
And all those times I just chuckled to myself and went, Noah's my black friend. there's your racism to bookend this show.
And there are ants in this room, so I must deal with it.
All right. Well, send the toddler
Sign
after
off
them.
And say angry things.
Die, motherfucker, die, motherfucker, die.
Not today. Paying a toll to do something.
Weak. Sorry.
Very.
Remember,
mediocre.
Never trust Tim to pay for an adventure when he can do it for free.
Yeah. this week, instead of hating on things, this week I'm going to toss out a free business idea. Those moving D seats need to be set to maximum vibrate on every chick flick. They will sell themselves.
Tancast. Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007.
Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry, Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode, read blogs whenever we get around to posting them, and you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks as always to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please come back again next week! Please! They don't call him Nicholas Sparks for nothing. We shorted out another one.
That is a totally different movie.
You know what the problem is? We should have been making these things waterproof the whole time.
Talk to the Gallagher people. What do they make on their seats?
Oh, fuck. I used to love Gallagher. I don't know what it was, but like I was.
You had so much
time.
Disappointment in old you. It's like you had invective about that one. Fuck, I used to love Gallagher. What the fuck was wrong with me? Fuck.
It was also more like a nostalgia thing of like,
oh, okay.
I used to sit and just watch his things and just laugh and laugh and like, oh, like he's making jokes and he's smashing shit.
So I heard invective. That was longing. Kind of the same way where I would go, fuck, I used to love Bugles.
Bugles.
Yeah, delicious.
Okay.
Like corn chips you can put on your fingers and eat off.
Oh, the snack.
Yes.
I thought you
meant
the
instrument. No, I just love playing Reveille. You know, just hey, here and there, Reveille taps. I loved waking people and putting them back to sleep.
That's where I thought you were going.
I was the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B, Noah.
Whatever happened to Dane Cook?
He was on Louie once.
He was on what?
Louie. After Louis C.K. had... Kind of talked some shit about him stealing jokes. Then they had him on to sort of play a lightly edited version of himself.
That was actually good.
He plays Dusty in those plane movies.
Say what?
Oh, yeah.
You know the shitty Pixar cars movies.
Oh,
Pixar movies, and then there's the Planes ones. He plays the main character, Dusty.
I've never watched any of them.
Me either, and I'm trying to keep that streak going as long as I can.
Yes, I saw the first Planes. Not worth it. Like, I saw it for free, and I want my time back.
That was supposed to be John Cryer until they changed the entire plot around and fired him.
Wow.
And that was right during the whole Charlie Sheen thing, too. He's like, man, I can't catch a break.
Poor John Cryer. Keeps hitching his wagon to the wrong horse. Well, I mean, in fairness, as soon as the Charlie Sheen horse, like, fell over and died, they strapped an Ashton Kutcher horse on, and he got, like, what, like 3 or 4 more seasons of massive amounts of money?
Yep. All right.
We've really
explored these tangents thoroughly. Yep. We can leave them alone, put them to rest.
No,
we've done well. We've done well.
I think there's more to talk about, my friends.
Good night, tangents.
Tangents, wake up, it's morning.
No, it's not.
Time to start your day.
Good night, Tangents.
Tangents.
Oh, you know, Tangents would have been such a better name for our fans than Tancasties. For our male fans.
Oh, Tangents and Tan Nasties.
Well, then Tan Nasties doesn't match the Tancasties.
See, I told you weren't done.
Tan Nasties doesn't have to match anything because there's so few of them.
That's right. And they can be as nasty as they want to be. You go, girl.
Both of you?
Yes. I'm like, it's plural! Barely, but plural! All right. Good night, Moon.
What other tangents can we explore, fellas?
We can't. There's no more.
Oh, there's more.
Why is my gosh dang mouse stop working all the time?
Because you jerk off with it too much.
I don't want to blow your mind. My mouse never comes into play during that activity.
So you say.
All right. I mean... If you want to audit one session, you can come and see.
Really?
No.
No, see?
You're not going to let me audit sessions.
Why do you lie? Why do you tease me so?
Because I'm a fibber.
You are fibbing.
Talked about that last week, didn't we?
Yes, I think we did.
Last week?
Maybe it was 2 weeks ago. I remember hearing it recently. Fibbing.
Where is it from?
The something.
The DuckTales. Or not DuckTales.
Darkwing Duck.
Yes.
No, Scrooge McDuck.
It was DuckTales.
It was DuckTales.
That was DuckTales?
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, okay. See, there's more tangents to explore. I knew we weren't done.
I don't know that this anything was gained from these tangents.
So much more.
Nope.
Tim, tell me something.
No, I'm telling you nothing.
Tell me a fact.
I'm done with this bullshit.
Tell me another fact.
No, I'm trying to rewrite Enter Sandman as Gollum.
Tim, see, that was a little nugget.
There you go.
Yeah, the kind that you usually flesh.
Give us a little treat, Andy.
Slips with Rhino Urban, giving the precious tight.
That was so worth it, Tim.
I was glad we could combine my two favorite things, Lord of the Rings and making the show last too long.
Good times.
Oh, Tim, your disappointment is palpable.
It should be.
Help it.
All right. Have a week.
Oh, Noah has ordained we can finally be done with this bullshit.
Yeah.
Everybody. Oh, okay. So we can be done. Great.
Well,
Thanks, Noah.
I'm going to drink some warm tea to fix my throat. So yeah. That's the problem. It's like
he calls it warm tea. No.
Yeah.
It's not the problem. There's no problem.
Oh.
Solve it.
Tell us
check out the hook while the DJ revolves it.
Tell us the problem, Andy.
God damn it.
Let's go deep into it.
I was
going
to say, the only problem is, like, it seems funny, but about three verses in, it's going to be like, worth it. Suck it.
What did we talk about after all that media bullshit? Oh, Noah skydiving?
Oh, please tell me you're still recording to ask that question.
Yes, I'm still recording.
Oh, that's perfect. That is the perfect end to the recording. Okay, I gotta stop because nothing's gonna get better than that.
All right.